Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. We're scheduled. We have Richard Gage, architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, joining us. And Jerome Corsi in 30 minutes. In the third hour, Mike Rivero will open the phones up, too, and Mike Rivero is on with us. Last hour, I spoke a lot about the euro hits new high against the U.S. dollar. Euro soars to 137 mark. And the euro rose from a low of 82 U.S. cents in October 2000. To now $1.37 and rising. It's rising about a half cent a week, and that continues. Well, according to yuppies, that's a good thing to have a devalued currency, to have your money in your bank devalued by more than half in just 6 years is a wonderful, wonderful thing. Okay, fine. Your government loves you. Also, Democrats are seeing climate clash heads to floor as they push for a carbon tax, which does nothing about real environmental problems we face. A Republican rebellion over Iraq escalates. That's good news. It's happening. Turkey is massing 140,000 troops on the border with Iraq and Kurdistan, what they like to be Kurdistan. Remember at Bilderberg Group, that was the big topic of would Turkey invade, and that hadn't even been in the news up until then, and now it is. Some more inside info we brought you here. Oil experts see supply crisis in 5 years. Big oil companies are telling you there's no oil left with peak oil. It's called artificial scarcity, just like the De Beers and diamonds. There's too much of it, so they're saying there's not enough of it. Oil companies wrote up the propaganda. Greg Palast got the documents. Senator's number is on an escort service. That's Senator David Vetter, Republican, Louisiana. I think the Bushes and people are mad because it's not a gay escort. Because all the male madams and male prostitutes that, and you know, that's Bush's and Roe and all them like that. That's their business. I'm not attacking them for that. I mean, it is illegal, but, you know, I mean, that's their sexual preference at the White House. Hundreds of male prostitutes. And, of course, Bohemian Grove as well. And Nixon, of course, spoke about that. And we have the tape of him talking about it, about what they were into. I mean, are they mad at Senator David Vetter that he was females? He liked females? Is that... He's not in the club or something. Of course, it's terrible that he's doing this, and it shows how they're blackmailed and controlled. But compared to $4 trillion missing from the Pentagon and all the other things that are going on, this kind of stuff is a distraction. And, of course, there's supposedly a bunch of names on there. They're just doling this one out. And I guarantee you, this is being used for blackmail right now in Congress. They're letting this one name come out when there's supposedly hundreds just to get everybody a little more fear. Okay, it's going to come out that... You know, you like the male porn stars to drop by. Now, do you want that to come out, Senator? No. And, by the way, make a deal with you. Send over three more, and I won't vote against amnesty. I mean, that's how it works, folks. And it's amazing that, and of course, I'm being sarcastic about a lot of this, but it really is true that they ship in hundreds of male prostitutes and gay porn stars and the rest of it, and it's Christian and conservative, and neocon talk shows attack me for talking about it. And they say Bush is of the Lord. Well, okay, then I just get confused sometimes, that's all. But I guess, beginning to realize that I'm just wrong about all this. Three die in chase as SUV jammed with 21 illegal aliens. Man, that's terrible that they're dead and terrible that they ran from the police and their tire blew out. But a Suburban with 21 illegal aliens packed in it. We'll go over that with Jerome Corsi as well. And also this story out of the L.A. Times. Mexican cartels outgun towns, several towns in Texas, California, other areas. The police have just quit. They're no longer in police. Mexican military is already running things. That's in the mainstream news, by the way. So we'll get into that for you. But don't worry, cops all over the country are beating up old women. Every few days I see an article about some old woman talks back, and they just punch them right in the face or slam their face in the concrete.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We got Richard Gage with 18 major points to make about the collapse of the World Trade Centers in a short time to get there. Richard Gage, AIA, is a founding member of AE911Truth.org. He has a practicing architect for 20 years and has worked on most types of buildings construction, including numerous fireproof steel-framed buildings. He is employed with the San Francisco Bay Area architecture firm and has most recently performed construction administration services on a new $120 million high school campus, including a $10 million steel-framed building, gymnasium. Currently, he is working on the design development for a very large mixed-use urban project with 1.2 million square foot of retail and 320,000 square foot high-rise office space, altogether about 1,200 tons of steel framing. Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth is a nonpartisan association of architects, engineers, and affiliates who are dedicated to exposing the falsehoods and revealing truths about collapses of the World Trade Center high-rise on 9/11/01. We've got Corsi coming on with Big North American Union News, but if I need to move Corsi back to 40 after or so, we will, so we can get these 18 points out, and we'll have Mr. Gage back on in the near future. But out of the gates, you guys got a lot of engineers, a lot of architects, a lot of physicists, people in your group, and the media doesn't want to attack you guys. They don't want to give you any attention. They just want to keep claiming on Fox that small fires melt steel, and that the Easter Bunny pilots spaceships, and that tooth fairies do put money under your pillow. I mean, they're in a lot of trouble because the science here is going to tear them up.
It really is, Alex. The truth speaks for itself, and we're talking about very hard science, and I know many of your listeners are aware of many of the points I'm going to make, but for those who don't yet, let me share that we have an extraordinary array of physical evidence to share, and when we share this with the architects, they see it. I mean, about 70% of them, I would say on average, will sign up on our website after seeing the.
Let me just say this: I don't need to be an architect to look at buildings with classical blast point squibs shooting out, and then have hundreds of firemen and police saying they told us to get back, they were going to blow seven up. I mean, but for those that are doubters, here are the architects, here are the engineers. You're saying about 70%, when faced with it, do not go in denial. Go ahead.
Yeah, and oddly enough, 30% do, because everything we're going to share with you challenges our deepest assumptions about the world and our government, and that is that it's safe. And it turns out not to be. It turns out that fires did not bring the Twin Towers or Building 7 down. Building 7, as you know, was not hit by an airplane, and yet it exhibited all of the classic characteristics of a controlled demolition. And I'd like to just review those with you real quick. We have a rapid onset of collapse at the base of the building. We have sounds of explosions at the ground floor, heard by a couple of different witnesses that we have recorded, a full second prior to the collapse of the building. And including firemen and emergency workers hearing this. We have a symmetrical collapse through the path of greatest resistance. That is all of the 81 columns in Building 7. And at free fall speed, virtually, we're talking 6.5 seconds, a half a second over free fall speed, after the initial penthouse collapses. And then we have squibs that are very visible, even in Building 7. You can see them on our website, AE911Truth.org, which stands for Architects and Engineers. AE911Truth.org.
By the way, somebody spray painted that on a huge 18-wheeler off the side of a highway. I've got photos up on PrisonPlanet.com of that, so the word's getting out. And somebody had an Infowars.com. Just wanted to add this before we run out of time. Big old banner at the Live Earth concert that went out to all those tens of millions of people. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can see the squibs in the upper right corner of the flash video on our website. And these are timed floor by floor. Boom, 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 boom. You can very visible explosions. So we start with Building 7 with the architects because they can very readily see and have a frame of reference with which to judge that it is indeed a controlled demolition, because we've all seen them on TV. We have a collapse into its own footprint, and the steel skeleton is broken up for shipment. We have massive volumes of expanding pyroclastic dust clouds which flow out from this building.
That's really one of the main keys, is that you have just thousands of tons of glass and concrete and rubber and sheetrock and stone and metal aerosolized into these tiny particles and then ejected with explosive force. That's not what would happen from a collapse from fire. This is insane.
No, it's totally. I mean, we've seen many collapses, and they don't look like this at all. Furthermore, we have Dr. Stephen Jones, who has found at the basement of the World Trade Center, the firemen and FEMA even documents beams partially evaporated, sulfur and sulfidated ends of these beams virtually melted. The firemen were just completely aghast. New York Times called it the biggest mystery of all. Well, Dr. Jones was sent some of this slag from a memorial at Clarkston University, and he analyzes it, and he finds chemical evidence of thermate, which is a high sulfur form of thermite, which is used by the military to cut through steel like a knife through butter. these are very specific chemical properties and specific proportions.
And then from repeated chain of custody documented samples from multiple people now looked at by different physicists and laboratories and experts, we know that it was the Thermate, the exact type used in controlled demolition. And then please continue with the smoking gun caught red-handed information.
Yeah, but because when the byproduct of this Thermate is molten iron, and even the World Trade Center structural engineer, Leslie Robertson, finds this stuff flowing still after 21 days, and the fireman we have on video saying is flowing like lava under all three buildings, and we're going to get to the Twin Towers next. But that's corroborated by FEMA themselves, who say that there was intergranular melting and rapid oxidation on this steel. And fire does not melt steel. A fire gets to be about 1,200 to 1,400 degree, a very hot office fire, 1,800 degrees maximum under ideal fuel-air mixture ratios. What we have to melt steel is 2,700 degrees where it begins to melt. So where did all this molten metal come from? NIST completely denies the video evidence and the direct evidence of the World Trade Center structural engineer that there was any molten metal. Why? Because they have no means of explaining it. The kinetic energy, for instance.
And not just molten metal that day, 3, 4, 5 weeks later.
Oh, yeah. This stuff lasted for I think, a couple of months, actually.
So we have stuff lasting upwards of 2 months, 8 weeks, with at temperatures well above anything that normal fires could even burn at.
Oh, yeah. It's extraordinary.
I mean, now, folks, I know we hammer this home all the time, but the point is you've got a big group with hundreds of engineers and architects looking at this and doing major tests. And plus we had underwriting laboratories doing internal tests before they tried to keep secrets saying it couldn't happen either. I mean, we have the folks who wrote the building saying it. We have them red-handed.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, the fires that were in Building 7, because it did sustain some damage from the collapse of Building 1, were not even not large. There was a lot of smoke on the backside. But when fires bring buildings down, and by the way, they have never brought down a steel frame high-rise building. We have hundreds of examples of that. For instance, Caracas, Venezuela, 2004, fire burned 17 hours over 26 floors. Los Angeles, we have 3.5 hours over 5 floors.
Madrid, 2005.
What?
Madrid.
Yeah, Madrid. And by the way, Madrid, the Windsor building was a concrete reinforced core building, so I don't know that it's a great example. All these other ones are steel buildings. The Meridian Plaza burned for 18 hours over 8 floors. All these buildings are in use today. They do not collapse. And by the way, the fireproofing's only good for 2 or 3 hours. These were very hot, very large, very long-lasting fires that exceeded the capability of the fireproofing. Now, we turn to Building 7, and you have a few small fires, and you have a complete collapse of a building. When fires bring buildings down, they fall with large, visible deformations, and they have an asymmetrical collapse always because fire attacks one side of the building, not all the columns at once uniformly all around the building. Only a controlled demolition can do that, and that's exactly what we see in the results of a symmetrical, straight-down, free-fall speed collapse. It's really quite extraordinary. So when we turn to building to the Twin Towers, for instance, we have the same set of controlled demolition features with some very key differences. If you wanted to blame the collapse of a building on these airplanes that struck, of course you'd start the explosions at the point of the airplane. So we have a top-down controlled demolition, never be seen before in history, really. And furthermore, all of the debris is blown outside the footprint, in such that we don't have a pile of pancakes. According to the official theory, we have this pile driver pushing down the Twin Towers, crushing everything underneath it. But first of all, the pile driver itself is blown apart and outside the footprint, hurling 20-ton beams 500 feet.
Yeah, bottom line, there isn't the pancake weight to do it because the beams and everything are being ejected, in some cases, hundreds of yards. So where is the weight? Where is the hammer to hit the anvil? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Ted Anderson from Midas, July 10, 2007, gold 660. Ounce gold coins could be purchased for $681.97, $336.50 for half, $168.25 for quarter. That's $681.97, $336.80, and $168.25. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis After Alex Jones, 2 to 4, Monday to Friday. Develop the first line of defense kit to block pathogenic infective organisms to give you day-to-day protection as well as infection protection against biological and chemical weapons. Defense tabs block virus and bacterial entry into your tissues. Immunity blocks the tissues by improving your host defenses by increasing your enzyme activity by putting the minerals back into your enzymes and your cells rejuvenate cellular function. The 3M masks are the best masks in the world at 99.67% of smoke and nanoparticles. All viruses and bacteria are blocked. Defense wipes will kill all the pathogenic viruses and bacteria on contact and are safe for you and your loved ones. So get a first line of defense kit and protect yourself from daily pathogens and from civil defense from biological, chemical, and toxic weapons. Call us at 888-212-8871 or order securely at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or call us at 888-212-8871. Stay well and protect your loved ones today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Richard Gage, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. The website needs to be spread far and wide, ladies and gentlemen. We have a link to it up on Infowars.com. Going back to our guest, Richard Gage. Richard, continuing with the points.
Yes, well, when we get to the Twin Towers, we discussed that we have this rapid onset of destruction at the point of the airplane impacts. Now, this is witnessed by no less and recorded on tape by no less than 118 firefighters and emergency workers, which were recorded by the city fire commissioner, Thomas Van Essen, and finally released due to a court order from the New York State Court of Appeals. The city was trying to hide this stuff, and now we know why. It came out in August of 2005, and 118 of them are talking about explosions and then the building coming down. Flashes of light, explosions like a belt all the way around the Twin Towers. They go on and on and on. A number of brief light sources being emitted from inside the building between floors.
Let me stop you right there, Richard. Let me stop you and expand on this, just the psychology of it. Why do you think the military-industrial complex, I know you're a scientist, you're an engineer, you're an architect, so you're not going to, but I mean, just stepping outside of that hat for a minute, and your discipline, the elite, I mean, clearly people in a cave couldn't get in there, couldn't plant the bombs, couldn't do this. Why did they think they could get away with it? And then the second question is, will they get away with it? I mean, they could shoot Kennedy in the front of the head, the back of his head blows off. Anybody knows about guns, knows about the mechanics of mass and energy and what bullets do, knows you shoot somebody in the front of the head, the back of the head blows off. You shoot him in the back of the head, the front of the head blows out. I mean, they shoot him in the front, and he goes back to the left. I mean, was it just like, hey, we killed the president in front of everybody, and hundreds of people saw the shooters, and we just told them, no, you didn't see that, and killed them? I mean, why do they think they can just blow this up in front of everybody, including the police and firemen, and then just tell us that it happened because of jet fuel?
When four or five corporations own 90% of the media, you can pretty much pull the wool over and tell any story you want, and if we are not given an opportunity on that mainstream media to present the truth, you pretty much have control of the people, but they're not going to get away with it because our 120 architects and engineers within 1 year is going to reach 1,000, and we're demanding, and anybody can join AE911truth.org and join us in raising an incredible cry from the scientific, architectural, and building professional community for a new investigation of Congress with subpoena power, and we can actually have an incredible effect.
Well, look, anybody with a brain and Washington knows it's an inside job, and this is all part of the climate of fear. I mean, they are announcing they may go to martial law. They are announcing that we're in a police state. Congress is being blackmailed. I mean, let's make no mistake, folks. We are in the deep stages of hardcore tyranny.
Yeah, it's true. But
your opening statement, Richard. I'm going to hold you over and let you finish all these points. I got to have you back. You're really just a great mind, and we're so honored to have you, and really dynamic. But you started, your statement really with what's in my mind and heart, and what's most important to me in my analysis. We're not safe, folks. We got people running the government that'll kill 3,000 citizens just like that. Now, we've always had governments that would do stuff like that. That's just history. But that they do it so bold, with such a ostentatious way, with this big theatrical event, shows that if you think that was big, they'll do stuff 100 times bigger, and the CFR is talking about things even bigger happening. So, I mean, this is life and death, folks. We're in danger with these people in control. They've got to be exposed. Go ahead.
They really do. And one of the ways they do it is by the public knowledge that there are 700 bone fragments less than a centimeter long found on top of the Deutsche Bank building across the street. Now, how did those bone fragments get so small, and how did they get all the way over there? Well, everything, all the people, all the file cabinets, millions of them, the partitions and the floors were exploded into this fine powder that's 10 to 100 microns. We're talking the width of a human hair.
Now, again, let's explain. We have supposed pancake, but the steel beams are flying out hundreds of feet. Everything's being aerosolized, and literally hundreds of yards away, pieces of bone are blasted across the street. I mean, folks, come on.
And guess what's at the bottom of this building? Are there any pancaking floors? We're talking 4-inch thick concrete floors that are an acre in size, and there's 110 of them, and they're supported on 20-gauge steel decking over floor trusses, and there isn't one of them left at the bottom. Okay, maybe a few of them disintegrated in the kinetic energy, but there's none of them. There's a hole, basically. There's a couple
Absolutely.
Of
Absolutely. They were blown to kingdom come with massive high-powered explosives. Stay there, Richard Gage.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions. War in Iran? A coming one-world church? In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that at the 29 Palms Marine Base located in California, a questionnaire was given to Marines stationed there? It discussed the United States military under UN command. Would the Marines accept this? The final statement to be answered, yes or no, was, I would fire upon American citizens who refuse or resist confiscation of firearms banned by the United States government. Is this what Americans want? Forced confiscation of guns? We'd like to help you understand how these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything.
Welcome back, folks.
What have I become?
The globalist.
My sweet.
The new world order.
Every.
Realize.
I know goes away.
That many people just can't face the horror. Just like many Germans, Americans didn't believe it, didn't know what Hitler was doing. But I actually read a lot of history books on it, interviewed some of the people that were young at the time, who were teenagers or younger in Germany, and they really didn't know. People right down the street from concentration camps didn't know. And it's just like today where people step over a woman who's been stabbed three times in the main entrance aisle of a major grocery store in Kansas. She bleeds to death and people take photos of her. We're worse than the Germans in many respects, but we're totally disconnected. from reality now, the general public is. And so you're going to have a government that goes, let's blow the building up, kill a bunch of people, and launch our New World Order. Or relaunch our stalling New World Order. And there have been a lot of people out there saying 9/11 truth is stalled. 9/11 truth can't, you know, we'll never get convictions, we'll never win. Frankly, I'm getting real sick of hearing that. We don't have a choice. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. And even if we're not going to defeat the New World Order and physically convict Dick Cheney and the Rockefellers and the New World Order and the military-industrial complex, we're going to expose false flag terrorism, inside job. We're going to bring it into the nomenclature, into the vernacular, and then take that tool of problem-reaction solution, of state-sponsored terror, away from the New World Order. We're going to take that device. We're going to take that mechanism, and we are going to literally rip it to pieces in front of the New World Order. And we've done that now, and false flag terror is in the vernacular, and people are going, hey, even if terror is real, why should I give up my liberties? They did this to launch the war, which they mean to lead into Iran. They've lied to you about everything. Folks, they sterilized. They didn't just sterilize 500,000 people in this country, or close to 500,000 that we know of. They killed a lot of people with eugenics. It started here, folks. See, most people don't even know what eugenics is. I mean, they killed more than 3,000 people in this country. I mean, they killed babies. They killed men. They killed women. So I don't want to hear it can't happen, it won't happen. Our government, thousands of times, has sprayed deadly nerve gas on our troops and killed them, knowingly. Declassified. I don't want to hear it. They did it. It's not our government. It's a criminal elite. Now, when Hillary gets in or Obama gets in and Paul can't win, I think Paul can win. I'm saying if Paul can't win in the future tense, if he's unable to win, which we hope he does, and he's doing better than we even thought, and I think he can win with God's grace. But if he doesn't, you need to know. Hillary Clinton, they were involved in Oklahoma City. They vacationed with the Bushes. At that level, it's all staged. This is, Georgetown political science document show. It's been staged a long time. They're going to continue with the terror. And 9/11 truth isn't going to die when they get in power. We have to make it nonpartisan and make it nonpartisan now. And that's what Richard Gage and American Institute of Architects, a member of the American Institute of Architects, representing architects and engineers for 9/11 at ae911.org, is doing. And I'm going to get him up. He's really great. And we've got Corsi coming up here in a few minutes. I'm going to get him up for full 2 hours next week. I'm going to have my producer call you right now, sir, if he can do that. We'll get you up for 2 hours. And but I want you to go through all of your 18 points and really have time to spend a lot of time on each one and then take calls. But just in closing, talk about your mission, what you guys and gals are doing, and where you're going from here. And then can you speak to what I was saying about we don't have a choice? Because not just that it's a mass murder of citizens by the globalists, but that this is a major declaration that they are getting a lot more bold, folks. This means, as you said, we're all in grave danger.
Yeah, well, Alex, I'll let you speak to that one, because it's hard enough just to stay with the physical evidence here. There's so much of it, and it's so much work. I haven't looked at what else the globalists are doing, so I'll leave that one to you. But in terms of AE911truth.org, our mission is to bring this truth to every architect and engineer in the Bay Area here in San Francisco, and then throughout the United States. And we seem to be doing that. I'll be in New York speaking on September 8th, and with Kevin Ryan and Stephen Jones in Indiana on September 10th, and back here in Oakland at the Grand Lake Theater on September 11th in the evening. So we have a full slate, and I won't rest. We have members who donate on AE911truth.org. I mean, anybody can donate, and we appreciate it, because what we ask you to do is buy an architect lunch, and we'll feed him the 9/11 truth. And we're about that right now. We're going to be taking this presentation to architects' offices. In fact, today we're at the East Bay chapter of the American Institute of Architects giving a presentation there. So it's exciting.
Oh, I hope you're videotaping that. You got to get that out on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. We, in fact, people can watch our two-hour presentation on our right on our website, on the left side there. The one up in Winnipeg is the best World Trade Center 7.
Well, let me just say this, Richard. I want you to keep it up. And this is just like Galileo. This is just like the Renaissance. What's happening is thousands of engineers, architects, scientists are on record. The different scholars groups have, you know, over 500 plus members. It's growing, growing, growing. And then the enemy puts out disinfo. You disprove that. Other scientists look at it. As you know, it's exponential, and there's nothing they can do. The blast points, the explosives, all of it, the firefighters, the police on record saying, as you said, rings, jackets of explosions, flashes, pieces of bone blasted 100-plus yard on top of buildings, aerosolized, all of this, the molten steel at 500-plus degrees above what fires can even burn at without accelerants.
1,000 degrees.
I'm being conservative. Yeah, 1,000 degrees above. Just the laws of physics, it's absolutely incredible. And I'm going to have my producer call you right now, sir, and we will get you back up next week. God bless.
Thank you very much, Alex.
You bet. Now, shifting gears, again, we're going to stay on 9/11. And I'm going to intensify my effort on 9/11 because I've heard some people in our own movement saying, well, the movement's growing, but not fast enough. And you know, Bush is going to leave office and Hillary's going to get in and it's going to stall. We're never going to stop. And when they blow something else up or they carry out another terror attack like they did Oklahoma City, believe me, when Hillary gets in, they're going to probably nuke a major city. That's their M.O. And they'll blame it on their own creation, the Muslims, which there certainly is a real terror threat and they're financing that as well. And I'm just not going to put up with it while they leave the borders wide open. All right, shifting gears, and I appreciate him coming on with us for a quick report, is Dr. Jerome Corsi. And we're here today talking about an article he did about a month ago for WorldNet Daily, also Human Events. He writes for both, about the different globalist groups, the CFR, that literally wrote the plan that was adopted by Fiat, the Security and Prosperity Partnership that is the North American Union. Just like they said amnesty wasn't amnesty, they tried that. Now they're going to try to introduce this in the fall. And then also wanted to talk to him about an L.A. Times article, Mexican cartels outgun towns police. Dr. Corsi, thanks for coming on with us.
Hi, Alex. It's always a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
Thank you for coming on with us. Dr. Corsi, just in the time we've got, break down what we're facing in the whole North American Union agenda, what the game plan is right now.
And, Alex, you know, my new book is just out on this, The Late Great USA. It just got published. It's in the stores this week. It's on the coming merger with Mexico and Canada. I put together a book on the subject. And starting with the Security and Prosperity Partnership in North America, which was declared on March 23, 2005, at a summit meeting, no law, no treaty, just President Bush coming out with Vicente Fox of Mexico and the Prime Minister of Canada, then Paul Martin, declaring we're in the Security and Prosperity Partnership in North America. Well, the agenda to integrate Mexico and Canada has accelerated ever since that press conference. And I write in the book, and I'm arguing extensively, that we're on the same stealth track that Europe went on over 50 years, going 50 years ago in 1957 from a coal and steel agreement, advancing incrementally, step by step, with the elite that were pushing the agenda, the multinational corporations, to evolve into a common market and then a European community.
And let's be clear, because all these liberals say, well, that's the next phase, is going to global. Okay, let's not argue whether global government's good or bad. Obviously, anything too centralized is bad. I like the analogy of national sovereignty being like firewalls in a building or bulkheads in a ship. If one country gets overrun, like Germany or Russia or China, the next country is harder to get overrun. But that aside, let's just say it's neutral, whether it's good or bad. The point is, what they're setting up across the board is erasing due process. You're guilty until proven innocent. It's whole new taxation grids. It's hell on earth. Go ahead.
Well, yes, and also I think there's a strong argument to be made, Alex, that you know our sovereignty is critical to preserve, protect, and defend. Our rights and the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights are, you know, inalienable, granted by God, not by North American Union or the United Nations or anybody else. Human definitions of rights can be altered and taken away. And our institutions of government, as defined in the Constitution, our founders believed, derived from natural right. They were institutions that were necessary to put into place, the constitutional limited republic with checks and balances between the branches of government. That structure was necessary to put into place in order to preserve our freedoms. So if we just say, well, you know, it's unimportant whether U.S. sovereignty is preserved, I think there's a lot of people buried today in Arlington, Virginia, in the cemetery who would say they died, fought and died for the United States of America, not for a North American Union or any other regional or global government.
Now, you put out a report about a month ago, but that's how stories are. Sometimes they get traction later. We pointed it out again a few weeks ago, and it seemed to start spreading from there, dealing with how the CFR writes up these plans, and then they're adopted wholesale on 100-plus famous issues in this nation. So we've got to take this serious. What about stealth implementation or this? I mean, we knew a year ago they were going to introduce carbon tax in the Congress. It's been done today. It seems like they're making their move on 100 fronts right now. What can we see in the fall with them trying to introduce a North American Union under some other name?
Well, right now, I mean, it was surprising to me to see that the Security and Prosperity Partnership in North America was actually mentioned explicitly in a whole section of this Kennedy-McCain Amnesty bill, which George Bush twice just recently tried to shove through the Senate. And that was a very explicit presentation of the SPP. And there's a coming up, a lot of energy is focusing right now on the next summit meeting of the Security and Prosperity Partnership, which is going to be in Quebec, in Montebello, Quebec, in Canada, in August. And the Canadian protest groups are mobilizing to strongly resist SPP. It'll be a meeting with George Bush together with Calderon of Mexico and Stephen Harper, the Prime Minister of Canada, a meeting at this hotel for a few days, setting up the next agenda for the Security and Prosperity Partnership. And while Bush has suffered a setback in not getting his amnesty bill through Congress, you know, that was, in fact, the next plan.
Well, Kennedy said we'll be back within 2 months.
Oh, yeah, they'll be back. What they're planning to do is to, you know, use kind of a salami approach or sausage approach. They're going to cut it up into pieces. They've had this.
In fact, they said that. They said we're going to pass this piecemeal.
They'll pass it piecemeal. So you're going to see a piece of it here and this piece of legislation. They may try to slip some in appropriations legislation.
And then they just kind of tinker toy it and Lego it together later.
Right, and no one should think that we achieved a great victory by a permanent victory by defeating this bill that was trying to be jammed through the
Senate. No, I agree. We're basically overwhelmed, outnumbered, in our trenches. We fought off a huge assault, and they're getting ready to come at our trenches again.
Well, that's right. And, you know, that's the whole point of why I wrote the book, Alex, is to point out that this is a long-term battle, and the underlying agenda is not to pass a piece of immigration legislation. It's to push the three countries increasingly towards economic and then political integration.
Well, that's what people don't get, is that it's really an ID card for the American people to have jobs, and then they selectively enforce and don't enforce on the illegal aliens. And well, so it was really a North American Union ID card, and that was in the documents.
And, you know, you've got increasing work of the SPP working groups going on. People fail to know, on April 27th in Tucson, Arizona, Mary Peters held the first North American transportation trilateral meeting. And they announced in Tucson that SPP working groups have now built 5 wide area augmentation stations for Mexico and Canada. Those are the stations you need to read the GPS, the global positioning satellite data, for our entire air transport system.
Yeah, they're already integrating the key systems.
Our air traffic control system has now been given to Mexico and to Canada, including the ability to tell where our military aircraft are over the United States. And at that meeting, they announced that the Canadian and Mexican air carriers are going to begin operating out of domestic U.S. terminals as if they were U.S. airlines.
Just so, like they are giving the Kansas City terminal as an internal port, and Mexico runs it. Folks, it's all happening. Now, coming up this fall, by stealth, Dr. Corsi, and we're talking about the late, great USA, the new book just out this week. I mean, how do we stop this? How are they going to package it?
They're going to try to slip different pieces of it into legislation and different bills. And, Alex, we're going to have to remain vigilant, report on each time they attempt this. The SPP working groups are continuing every day. They're meeting, they're continuing to advance the North American agenda, integrating and harmonizing our laws with Mexico and Canada. Now, there are 12 states that have passed resolutions saying no North American Union, no NAFTA superhighways to be built in their states, and to pull out of the SPP. And I think the movement to pull out of the SPP is a movement that can begin to generate some momentum at the grassroots level. We've got to continue.
But you don't hear any Republicans that Ron Paul calling for that.
Only Ron Paul, even Tancredo of Colorado, and even Duncan Hunter in California, they're for building a fence, but they're not fully aboard yet, understanding that the real agenda here, the borders are open on purpose by George Bush.
Yeah, SPP is the full integration, the fait accompli.
And the promise made at Waco, Texas by George Bush was that the SPP working groups would increasingly open our borders with Mexico and Canada, and that's what's happening. Mexican trucks are going to begin to roll, and they will have SPP issued, Security and Prosperity Partnership issued, RFID identification chips. It'll permit them to go into fast.
Which is the model for every other automobile. We'll all be living under this. Stay there, Dr. Corsi. We'll be right back.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net7tech.com, and start protecting yourself today. Michael Rivero joining us coming up in the next hour. I want to get Dr. Corsi 5 minutes over if he can to get some more info from him. But he really spends his time focusing in on this. You can get his new book at worldnetdaily.com. It's The Late Great USA. We're going to be carrying it too, by the way, if you want to wait a week. But just go ahead and get it. I don't care. Just save the country. That's what matters. Support people that are getting the truth out here. Our children literally have no future if we don't stop these people. This is not a joke. The country's on the line. You know, when I get up here, Dr. Corsi, and I explain that the country is dying right now, I mean it. I've seen the documents. I've spent many hours reading the entire four-year releases that Judicial Watch got from the September meeting last year in Banff, Canada. I mean, I cannot find words to express how massive and total this is, how we're going over to administrative law, and that power is being transferred to international private boards. This is nothing less than total treason, and I just wish that the average person could grasp this. But the elites know the average person isn't stupid, but they're not focused on real issues, Dr. Corsi. How do you get people to focus on the country is ending right now?
Well, Alex, I've put a whole chapter on that Banff meeting, and the book, just like the articles I've been writing in WorldNet Daily and Human Events, the book has got the footnotes, it's got the documentation, so you can go to the original government sources and read it yourself. And that's critical when you're in a debate with the congressmen and the senators, because you can say, wait a minute, here's spp.gov, and this is what the website says, and I publish from a FOIA request, Freedom of Information Act request, the government's own organizational chart of the shadow SPP bureaucracy, of the working groups, that the government doesn't publish that chart, but I've got it on page 81 of the book. So I'm giving people the data that is irrefutable from government websites that they can point to in arguing the case that this whole regionalization, integration of Canada and Mexico is happening.
It certainly is. Now, again, getting back to that article you put out in late May, and I went and vetted it and checked it. I mean, I believe you because your information has always been accurate, but I always go try to dig up even more, and I found out, indeed, you're right. It looks like they're going to try to package it and push through the beginning of a North American Union openly sometime this fall. Any more intel on, I mean, we know they're going to introduce it and that they're bringing that plan to the Congress and the chairman. In the past, they've implemented. Any idea how they're going to package it?
No, I think right now they're seeing which pieces they can break up and implement in different pieces of legislation. I expect it's going to be divided into pieces and debated that way in Congress below the radar screen again. We're going to have to be very careful. You know, people celebrated. They said, we beat back the Shamnesty bill, and everybody took a deep breath and says, we won. Well, nobody won anything. It was just simply a blocking of an attempt to get in one package this whole grandfathering legitimacy of the illegal aliens to stay. But it doesn't mean that the elitists pushing this agenda, the multinational corporations, are going to give up. At the same time, you see Chrysler announcing they're now going to manufacture cars in China and transport them into the United States. Well, that puts more impetus on opening up these ports in Mexico like Lázaro Cárdenas and Manzanilla, and building the Trans-Texas Corridor. At the same time, Governor Perry vetoes all of the legislation passed by the Texas legislature overwhelmingly to put a two-year moratorium in the Trans-Texas Corridor. It's vetoed. He vetoed much of it while the legislature was out of session. So the legislature doesn't come back in session in Texas for 2 years.
And they're going to keep going ahead building it.
They're going to build the highway, and San Antonio, Kansas City, and Denver are all calling themselves inland ports. Where's the water? Well, the water is down in Lázaro Cárdenas. It's the Mexican
port. Now, let's be clear, folks. The legislature says no. 97% in major polls say no. And the governor, who's literally owned by the New World Order, goes to Bilderberg meetings, says, I don't care what you want. I'm going to do it. Dr. Corsi, stay there with us for 5 more minutes. I want to talk about the border situation.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.